Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, we are turning it up, indeed, here on the New Origins Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Quaid. Thank you so much for joining us wherever you are, wherever you may be. This is going to be an interesting show. Obviously, we live in some interesting times. Some things are going on in the world right now that are very serious, that impact. I think that's obvious to everybody at this point. And what I wanted to do is share some wisdom from the elders, okay? And at the very least, give us all something to think about. First of all, I'd like to give shout-outs to those of you who've been listening and calling in, supporting us. We appreciate it. We are growing, so bear with us. The New Origins magazine is here for you. Shout out to the publisher, Mr. Goins, Kevin Goins, doing a tremendous job of putting the information out there and making sure that this voice is heard. I think it's very important for people anywhere in the world, but specifically our immediate family, to know where your place is in all of this chaos and madness, because you definitely have a place. We're going to get into that a little bit this evening. Also want to make it known that the views and opinions that we share here are not necessarily the views and opinions of New Origins magazines or its affiliates. And on that note, we stand by everything that we say, but we just want to make sure that we dot all the I's and cross all the T's, as it's very important. We're in some very, very challenging times. And I'll just get right to it. So the topic of today's show, we call it the virus crisis. And what would they do? First of all, who is they? We're talking about four elders who've all transitioned, but who all had a reputation globally as healers, as people that would help you to heal yourself, as people who shed light on things related to the healing body, mind, and spirit of the people. I'm talking about Baba Dick Gregory, Dr. Sabi, Dr. Del Blair, and naturopath iridologist Tim Morrow. I knew them all personally. Okay, so the things that I'm going to share with you are things that I learned along the way that were life-changing, literally saved my life. And I know that this information, they are no longer with us physically. They are definitely with us here in spirit, because I was moved to do this. And from the feedback, all indicators that this is something that you needed to hear. So if you're listening to us live, that's fine. If you're not listening to us live, you'll listen to us later on one of our outlets. By all means, share this with everybody you know. This is very important. We like to have all of our shows and all of our content go viral, and we're doing some things behind the scenes to that end, to broaden our listenership. But this particular one is very important because the life you save could very well be your own. Okay? So I'm going to start by reading what we have to say about this week's show. And then I'm going to break it down and give you guys as best I can. I'm not going to speak. I wouldn't dare speak for any of them when they were here, out of respect and reverence and love for all of these men, because I knew them all. I loved them all. I regard them all as my mentors. They were like a combination of father figure to me, mentor, uncle, okay, and sage. And all of them had one thing in common: a love of their people, a love for life, a respect for life, and a dedication to that. So this is what we had to say about them. Okay. In this episode, we will address the current virus threat and project what would be wisdom from our healers and teachers. And while Baba Dick Gregory, Dr. Sabi, Dr. Delbert Blair, and neuropath iridologist Tim Morrow have all departed from this plane of existence, much respect to them, their work, their wisdom and teachings, which can be a resource as well as a call to apply common sense. We're going to talk about common sense this evening. We ask the question, what would each of these dedicated sages tell us to do and or what not to do at a time like this? Now, I knew all these men personally, as I mentioned. I've sat in their spaces from all of them. I've broke bread with them, hosted them in some cases for events, sat in their house, got an opportunity to meet them. A lot of you have heard of them. Let me tell you. Ordinarily, you say, well, it's too bad you missed so-and-so. It's not really that, because they're here with us, and I'm doing the best that I can to carry on the work that they've done in all that I do, not just this show. It's not possible to speak for them. Well, we want to just take this time to share what we feel they would have to say. One thing for certain, none of them would have told you the key to getting through all this is hoarding toilet paper and processed foods that would distress the immune system instead of boosting it, or blindly being led by media manipulation. Now, the interesting thing about it is all four of them were what I would consider fearless men, okay? Even though each one of them had a unique and specific philosophy toward healing. Matter of fact, on some issues, there was even disagreements. It didn't matter, because the common denominator is that they all were about the ability for you to heal yourself, for you to use discernment, judgment, common sense, and apply methodologies that could save your life. Didn't seem as long ago, almost 20 years ago, I had the opportunity to host an event that we had Dick Gregory and Tim Morrow at. And we called it the Wisdom of the Ages. At the time, both of these men were, I believe, in their late 60s, early 70s, I want to say, I believe. And it was awesome. I mean, there was a full house at the event. And Dick Gregory, Baba Dick, used to do humor. He's a stand-up comedian. So he would infuse humor into his teachings. But he would hit you hard in the rib cage with some knowledge, okay? And one of his favorite things, and those of you who listen to him or been present when he'd done lectures and whatnot, he'll say, that's what this is about, okay? He was always about decoding the hidden hand behind things while at the same time not getting lost in the conspiracy of things, but giving you things that you could do to offset some of the things that were being done behind the scenes. One of the things that Dick Gregory was a strong advocate of, he was a health and consciousness advocate. Dick Gregory would fast. Fasting was a big part of what he would do, and he was always giving you the science behind things. He had extreme knowledge of the organs. He would tell you that the liver is one of the most important organs to focus on at this particular time, followed by the colon. He would tell you about mineral deficiencies. He was a strong advocate of telling you to get the right supplements for the right organ of the body. But he would also tell you the power of fasting and drinking water. Now, there was often debates. Some people believe in alkaline water, and some people believe in distilled water, particularly for healing purposes. The science behind the alkaline water is there's a lot of information out there. Those of you, I'm pretty sure many of you have researched it. But the science behind alkaline water is the pH level resonates with the, is a healing pH level frequency for the body. The those on the other side of that, well, the body has no way. The body will always maintain its right pH level. However, those who sit that drink distilled water, because distilled water, while some even call it dead water, the reason why they say that is because distilled water has a negative polarity property, and because it has no minerals in it, it will extract, it tends to attract to it and draw to it poisons and toxins. My personal experience, I've used distilled water. I'm drinking distilled water now. At these particular times, I drink distilled water. I'm in the middle of a fast right now, and I'll follow this fast up with a spring cleansing, and we'll get into all of that, okay, as well. But that was one of the things. Dick Gregory, you can Google him, you can go on YouTube, you will find multiple lectures where he's talking about your health, your well-being. He'll tell you about your liver. I remember he came to town when I was living in the West Coast. And he said, milk thistle. I never heard of it at the time. He said, milk thistle is like a vacuum cleaner for your liver. Okay? So one of the supplements that I would recommend you do your own research on and then check out is milk thistle. Because if you're going to get through this thing, you're going to have the liver operating at max performance. Cayenne pepper. A lot of times Dick would joke about problems, erectile dysfunction. And of course, he would ask him, we're going to talk about his own situation. You know, I miss him. I'll be honest with you. I miss all of them. But one thing that he would say, come behind a joke, he said, you know what the key to it is? Clean your blood. Clean your blood. Cayenne pepper. Clean your blood. You make yourself almost impervious to heart attacks as well, because what cayenne does is by heating up the blood, it puts oxygen in the blood. And you all know that oxygen is the key to all of this, proper intake of oxygen, all right? A pinch of cayenne at night before you go to bed, you can never do yourself any wrong. Pinch of cayenne, there's even the master cleanse, which involves using cayenne, pepper, lemon juice. We talk about lemons and cleansing your hands as well, keeping lemon juice as a cleaner. When there's no personal, these little bottles of personal cleaner around, which actually do more harm than good. But lemon, cayenne, maple syrup, you can do a search for the master cleanse, and it works. Now, that's just one thing that you can do. There are many, many ways to get to where you're trying to go. Okay, but one thing that I do want to kind of talk about now is common sense and self-discipline. I get it. When you see things happen that you've never seen before, they shut down major league sports. Countries are shut down. You can't fly into here. I had business trips that I had to cancel because there are no hotels. The hotels are not accepting any reservations and all that. I get it. And I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that everybody's in on the take, but I'm going to tell you that somebody knows what's going on. A lot of these people are it's just good PR to go along, to get along. But trust me, behind the curtain, the people who run the world don't care about you being entertained by a football game or a basketball game. And I think they don't think like you do. Okay? So what we want you to understand is because you see things happen that are out of the ordinary, does not mean that everything that you're hearing on the mainstream outlets is the truth. You have to go within, use your own discernment. I'm going to break it down for you like this. Okay, so this notion of hoarding toilet paper, okay, I'm going to put it to you like this. So I go into a supermarket the other night, and of course, I'm doing my own research because I don't believe in hoarding anything. I bank on the universe. I use common sense, okay? I use my own discernment. I make sure that I'm going to be all right, and those closest, near and dear to me, I shared information for them to use their better judgment. But I just like to see how this thing is working. So they were telling you, get toilet paper. Make sure you have plenty of toilet paper. Nobody said anything about stock up on vitamin C or vitamin D. This is the flu season, family. Okay? So people are going to be sick and sickly. This is also a time when everything on the planet, including you, cleanses itself out and regenerates itself. So, of course, there's, if you take flu season, cold and flu season, rather, so I lost my chain of thought there for a minute, and you mix that with pollen season, of course you're going to have flu symptoms. Now, I'm not saying this situation isn't serious. I'm just saying it's not as serious as we're being led to believe, and it's no call to panic and knock each down over some toilet paper. But back to my story. So I go in the store, and I look in the supermarket, and true enough, and you went down the aisle with it, toilet paper was, it was wiped out. Okay, I get it. Go down the other aisle where they have all the canned goods they told you to get, all the Chef Boyardee ravioli and these processed soups and all that stuff, and he's all that gone. I get it. Then you go over to the meat section, and you see all the meat wiped out, gone. All right. Now watch this. In the aisle right next to the paper towels, there was an aisle where they have party favors and things of that nature. And guess what was over there stacked up like nothing had happened? Napkins. So you've got napkins over there, those deluxe, you know, party napkins and whatnot. And you mean to tell me that you can't use them to wipe your behind? Okay. But you see, you weren't, the people weren't told to do that. So they were just responding, or should I say reacting, to what they were told to do. Now, here's something that's even a bigger deal. Go over to the water section. Most of the water was gone. Guess what was still there? The distilled water, okay? The water in those plastic bottles, with all the contaminants that are in that plastic, the best water that you could buy in a bottle if you don't have a system at your house, the distilled water, and for the most part, it was up there. There were bottles missing, but it was up there. I just grabbed me two bottles because whenever I go to the supermarket, I always grab two bottles of water. And I have a water purification system in my home. Okay? Now, as I sashayed over to the produce section, where all the stuff that could get you through any virus spread or any of that, vitamin C at the source, the greens, oranges, lemons, beets. When I went to the produce section, you would have thought that the truck just delivered. There was nobody over there, and everything was there intact, everything, including at the supermarket that I went to, some of the dried fruits and dried I don't particularly like buying dried fruits and the hydrated nuts and berries off the shelf, but in a pinch, that stuff is going to sustain you, okay? That stuff was untouched. It was just sitting there, just sitting there. Everybody over there getting all this processed food and doing a mad dash for the breads, okay, and the meats, and the processed canned goods, okay? What about the frozen vegetables? Intact, sitting up there, just like business as usual, okay? Tim, Dr. Blair, Dr. Savy, Dick Gregory, none of them would have told you. Matter of fact, I knew them all well enough to know you would have. If you asked Dick Gregory, do you think I should be hoarding toilet paper, you might get cussed out depending on when you catch him. Dr. Savy was very animated, and he would laugh. He would say something like, you know, the key to this is the African mind, but you're not using it. And he would tell you, you know, electric foods. He was a strong advocate of sea moss. Now, there's some debate over, you know, some of the foods that some of his supplements from sourcewares. Dick Gregory and Tim Morrow would tell you more about, you know, wherever you are, work with what you have, okay? All to some degree they would, but Dr. Savy was a strong advocate of sea moss. sea moss, and it is. It's a good thing to ingest. You got to be careful, though, because these people have radiated the seas and whatnot. But you can do your own research. Dr. Blair, those of you that heard me on the other platform that I was on, I did radio with Dr. Blair for, I think we did a show for a couple of years. We did a lot of stuff together. And Dr. Blair, being a godfather of metaphysics in our circle, he would tell you about the body's mineral needs. He talked about the body electric. He talked about the body as a machine and the electric body, making sure that in addition to the nutrients that you got your proper share of trace minerals. He had a supplement, a mineral supplement. He had many. And you take a bottle of this stuff over time. You didn't have to drink it all at once. But over time, I tell you, let's just say you run faster and jump higher. Okay? Now, those of you who knew his work, he was a strong proponent of monatomic gold. That's debatable. You know, I have my own thoughts about that. But some people would use the product and get great results, and some people would use the product and get no results. Each person is a different person. He would even tell you, he said, some of you, because of, not necessarily because your body is toxic, but when you get into the metaphysics, you start breaking down who you are and what you are and your physiology. But I've seen Dr. Blair, who was a master, in my opinion, observation of energy management. We were at an event some years ago, and there was a young man with us who had he had something going on with his back, and he couldn't walk straight. So I was sitting in Dr. Blair's room. We were just talking about this, what we were going to discuss in our discussion, and a young man came by. Well, actually, what happened was he told me what was wrong with him. I said, well, let's go over to Dr. Blair's room. I got to talk to him anyway. So we go over there. So just imagine this, if you will, fam. I was sitting in a chair in a hotel room, and the young man was standing up. Dr. Blair was standing between the two beds, and the young man was standing there, and he was crooked. And I saw Dr. Blair take his hand, move his hand up the young man's back slowly, very deliberately. And as he was moving his hand, it almost looked like a skit, because as he moved his hand up the young man's back, he started straightening out. And finally, when he got when Dr. Blair got his hands to the young man's shoulder blades, he flicked his hand real quick, and whatever energy blockage was in that young man left his body. How do I know? Because I was sitting about 10 feet from him, and I felt it, okay? And the young man, he didn't really know who Dr. Blair was. He knew of him, but he said, wow. And that was it. It was gone. And then another time, Dr. Blair was at a lecture, and I wasn't on stage with him. He didn't know that I was going to be there, so I'm sitting in the front row. But I'm sitting about maybe, I don't know, about 20 feet from him. And there was the person who was hosting the event was sitting on the other side of Dr. Blair, about maybe 10 or 15 feet from him. And Dr. Blair was just talking. He was, you know, he was at this point, he was in his 80s at this point. And he stumbled. And so my first reaction was to lurch forward to catch him, even though I'm 20 feet away from him. And the other gentleman who was hosting the event was sitting on the other side of him. And he lurched up, but I know what I saw. It was like there was an invisible hand pushed Dr. Blair up, just like if somebody was standing behind you and caught you, and pushed him up and stood him up. So I asked him later on, I said, Dr. Blair, when you were on stage, you almost fell. I said, I saw an invisible hand. It looked like what was an invisible hand catch you and push you back up. And those of you who knew Dr. Blair and worked with him, they all had a sense of humor. All these men, the thing I love about them most is that they weren't just hardcore teachers. Now, you YouTube scholars and healers, wannabe healers, could learn a thing or two. This stoic nature and thinking you got to talk down to everybody, it's not necessary, but I digress. Dr. Blair, he chuckled. He said, yeah, Brother Tony. He said, I have it like that. You know, very confident in his spirituality. And while he was very, you can go and look at some of the old stuff where he's telling women about their menstrual cycles and certain foods to eat, detoxing. He knew about all this stuff. But he was also about you knowing what you are and controlling your mental facilities and your mindset so that you could heal yourself. This was something that was a big deal to him as well. Now, before we're done here, I'm going to tell you all where you can find out more about all of them. Tim Morrow. Tim was somebody who, the best I could describe Tim Morrow, was he was like a black Mr. Rogers, because he's very soft-spoken, but he had fire in his eyes. And it's unfortunate that we lost him, because I got to work with him some years ago. Started out as something to be just, I just was interviewing him for a newspaper that I was co-publishing at the time. And, but we clicked. He was a deep man. He had healed himself of cancer. He had prostate cancer when he was in his 40s. Didn't know anything about no healing, naturopath, none of this stuff. He said, but he was a spiritual man. He said he prayed on it. He said, I fired. And you have to hear how he talked. He said, you know, I fired all my doctors because they weren't doing anything to help him. He said he worked with them for 5 years with all their therapies and everything. Nothing was working. So he said, well, if I'm going to die, he said, I don't need you guys to help me do that. You're talking down to me. I'm going to do it my way. And so he was led by spirit. He said he went into a library. He didn't even know what he was looking for. And he was led to some information about the colon and the pancreas, as I recall the story. And he learned, he delved into it. He learned the information. And he came out the other side. He first focused on himself, that the body was given the right tools, the right herbs, and cleaning the colon, that it could do anything. And he healed himself. Now, he had a daughter. He was well into his 60s when he had his daughter, his youngest child. So we know that the prostate was working. And his wife was just a little older than I am. Tim's old enough to be my father. And so we know that the prostate works. And I'll tell you, his whole thing, he built his whole business model around growing sick. How did he say it? Growing sick doesn't make you, growing old doesn't make you sick. Growing sick makes you old. And he was somebody, like you hear people say, live life to the fullest, that he did. I would call him sometime when I moved from California, and it would be 7 in the morning, and I hear all this noise in the background. I said, Tim, oh, hi, Tony. What you doing, man? So I'm out here rollerblading. So here he was in his mid-late 70s out there rollerblading. And his whole thing was, clean the colon. Death, life and death begins in the colon. And for the record, you know, there's a lot of discussion about whether or not you should be a vegetarian or vegan to be right. The science behind being a vegetarian or vegan is because of the tainted food, the poison in the food. For the record, Dr. Blair or Tim, neither of them, and I know this because I've had dinner with both of them, they were not vegetarians, okay? They were not vegans. Dick Grierbaba, Dick was a vegetarian. Dr. Sabi, I'm not really sure. I would, based on what I know, he didn't eat meat, but he did a lot of alternative modalities. I don't think that he was. I believe he was, but I really don't know. But I do know that Dr. Blair and Tim Morrow were not. And yet, and still there, they were healthy well into the, both of them, they made it into the 80s. And just, I want to put this out there. But people will say, well, how come they're not still with us now? Because these meat suits were not designed for you to live forever. Actually, your consciousness lives forever. But these meat suits are products of this environment. So the fact that they all got well into their 80s, now I have my own feelings about why conveniently not, you know, maybe we'll talk about that at another show, but the fact remains is that if you do things now, however long you live isn't the issue. The quality of life you have and your health and wellness, that's the issue. You clean your blood. Tim has formulas that would clean out everything. Okay. Dr. Blair, he had a lot of products, but his main event was if you get your mind science right and your body electric right, then a lot of the other stuff you would have control over. And Baba Dick Gregory was there to tell you that all the things that you do, the way you think, what you do, he said, just basic stuff. Learn how your body works. Take care of your blood. Keep your organs clean. Get your exercise. Drink water. Dick was he'd tell you drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. Some people would tell you drink a gallon of water a day. I tell people, I said, drink at least half a gallon of water a day. You know, I do. And I don't do nearly as well. I mean, I admit I've fallen off the wagon. Well, let's put it like this. Knowing what I know, I'm doing things now because of this knowledge that I'm sharing with you. So what I'm suggesting you to do is do your fast. Eat as much raw food as you can, greens especially, okay? Get as much nitric oxide in your system, and cayenne is a must, a staple. Lemon juice, all right? You start your day off with a squeeze of organic lemon juice, not the bottled lemon juice that you get, but a squeeze of organic lemon juice if you can help it. Drink a glass of that, because that, right off the bat, that goes in there and more or less wakes up your system, okay? Tim was also, he talked about the body systems. He said a lot of people look at the digestive system has to be maintained and the circulatory system, but the lymphatic system is obvious a lot of times overlooked. And the lymphatic system, unlike the other systems that have their own circulatory structure through the body, the lymphatic system, for the most part, is a static one. So he would tell people in a lot of his discussions, get your trampoline. You know, jumping on a trampoline for, I think it was 5 to 15 minutes, would do wonders for the lymphatic system. And then, you know, keeping the lymphatic system clean was just as important as keeping the digestive tract healthy, keeping the colon clean, and keeping the blood, the circulatory system good. These people who are behind this are not going to tell you how to beat it. They're going to tell you what to do about it, because that's part of their plan. So now let's look at a little bit of common sense here. I'm going to take a little break here. And when I come back, we're going to look at common sense and things that you can do moving forward, and also talk about the very real possibility of martial law, because those of us who know about it and talked about it, lectured about it, studied it, well, it's upon us now, and they even rolled out a very soft test of it in San Francisco. I'm going to take a quick break here. I'll be right back. Okay, we're back. This is the New Origins Weekly Podcast. You can check us out, New Origins Magazine, NUORIGINS.com. Be sure and check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Sign up for our newsletter. We are working on our YouTube channel. We've been getting requests about that. We are working on that. And we're just doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes to make sure that you get the information that you need. But be sure and support us, because we are definitely supporting you. Now, we've been talking about what wisdom from the elders, what Dick Gregory, or Dr. Sabia, Delbert Blair, and Tim Morrow would have to say about what's going on right now. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're just now joining us, none of them would have told you to hoard toilet paper as a way to get through this thing. First of all, toilet paper is paper, all right? Now, watch this. You can go to the same Walmart that's out of toilet paper, buy those towels that they sell, about 100 towels for $5. All right, they're still there. Remember, everything else in the store is business as usual. Take those towels, and last time I checked, the hydrogen peroxide and the rubbing alcohol were pretty much intact. Because once again, the mice weren't told to get that. And that's how they treat us. That's how they look at us. That's not how I think of this. That's how they think of us. It's lab mice. They can tell us to do stupid stuff and then sit back and watch us do it. Watch how easy it is to shut down the whole world. I'm going to get into a little bit of this here in a moment about the bigger danger, the bigger issue behind all of this. But I want to just finish up on this, the things you can do for preparedness. Okay, so food, all right? In a pinch, tomorrow, whatever you think you stocked up on, and for whatever reason, let's just play devil's advocate. You know, I could be doing more because I'm scared. And I don't care what you're saying, brother. I'm just going to, I just want to be safe. Okay. So never mind the fact that if you are one with the Most High lives within you, that you can go within to get all the answers you need to guide you to safety. All right. This is a shorter show, but I can tell you in my life and times, I've learned to bank on spirit in the universe and the Most High God, not what some knuckleheads on the news tell me to do. I take it very seriously, because when people are scared, they panic. When they panic, all hell breaks loose. So it's a very serious situation we're in. But let me go back to what you can do about toilet paper shortage, all right? So you buy the towels, and you, I don't know how to say it any other way. You use the towel and you wash them. You wash the towels, and if by chance you get the water, they cut off the water, everything, then, guess what? You're going to have to, do a little Davy Crockett out there, and you get your bottle, you get your alcohol and your peroxide, a bottle of bleach, dilute it, okay? You keep your couple of bottles of water on hand just for this purpose, and then you just clean. You clean them. You can't let somebody get you to panic to where you're no longer creative, because if you're not creative, you won't seek out solutions that could very well save your life. You're going to react instead of respond. So you get a stack of these towels, and then, just like you have some, you were told to stock up on Chef Boyardee, ravioli, and SpaghettiOs, you stock up on these towels. You keep some towels to the side. You put a couple of bottles of water next to them. So if that's your washing system, and if you have now. Greens, celery, the greens. If you start now, and now is as good a time as any to develop some good new habits. If you're going to be at home and you're going to be quarantined, you might as well do something constructive instead of sitting in front of a TV or stuck plastered looking at your phone, getting information that's just going to keep you further damaged. Say, okay, you know what? Let me find out what is it going to hurt me to fast? Can I fast for a day? If you can fast for a day, you can eventually discipline yourself into fasting 3 or 4 days. What about eating one meal a day? Okay, I've had to go back to the disciplines that I had let by the wayside. You get lazy. We're human. You get lazy. You get comfortable. But I'm going back to everything that I know to work, things that have worked for me in the past, and I'm using this opportunity to say I'm never going back. I'm never going to have to reset myself again, because for those of you who know, If you stay ready, then you're already ready. That's the best way to get ready, is to stay ready. Okay? So you go into the store, you get you some hydrogen peroxide, you get you some rubbing alcohol, and that hydrogen peroxide will do the job for you. Okay? That's not even food grade hydrogen peroxide. This isn't a time for semantics. And as somebody say, well, you know, you want to get food grade hydrogen peroxide, that's better. You might not be able to get to no food grade hydrogen peroxide. Let me tell you, talk a little bit about survival. Now, personally, I wouldn't let anybody talk me into staying in the house. Okay? It's like my philosophy is that I'm going to live my life the way I've always lived my life. Now, if you're moving in your purpose, then you're going to be protected and you will be invisible. I remember I was in L.A. during the Rodney King incident, and I was working for a utility company. And at night, I was a young man. I couldn't see myself staying in the house. So I'd get out and turn corners. Sometimes I just wanted to see what's going on. Never got stopped. Would pass through checkpoints, just get waved off. I wasn't a dignitary or anything. But even then, I knew who I was and what I was, and I had my energy field about me. And I was just a face in the crowd, for lack of better. All right, let's fast forward to 2020. From here on in, they're going to be throwing stuff at you. It may come down to how good you can survive without anything. Now, if you're in a big city, this notion of, well, you need to move to the country, move to the woods, you might not have that opportunity. But I'm going to tell you, there's a food source that's available everywhere you are, and some of you didn't even know it. It's dandelion greens, one of the best blood cleaners out there. And dandelion greens are available to you everywhere. That weed, that dandelion weed, you can eat it. You can turn it into a broth. You can mix it in a smoothie. You can eat it, the leaves. It's best to get, like this time of year, the leaves are best, the early spring harvest of weeds. Ordinarily, you hire your gardener, or you get out there and you get rid of them, but this is the time to get them. You collect those. Those of you who have food dehydrators, you can dry those leaves out. You can make chips with them. I've used dandelion greens to heal myself. Dick Gregory, once again, told some wisdom. He told us years ago, he said, you know, that whatever's growing near you is going to be something that can help heal you. And I had a health challenge a few years ago, and it's funny, because where I was living, the weeds were literally growing thick right outside my bedroom window and right outside my home office window. That's where they were thickest. Now, they were growing, but in those two areas, those were the two areas that I was at the most of the time. So go figure. So I knew what to do. I went out there, and I took them, and I made smoothies with them and detoxed myself, all right? Detoxing is very important. I'm not talking about gimmicks. I'm not going to recommend anybody's particular product. I know that I believe that Sabi's company is still operational. Dr. Blair has the Meta Center there in Chicago. Tim Morrill's Common Sense Herbs. He even named his company off of Common Sense Herbs. These companies are still around, and each of them, you do your own research and check them out. I don't endorse any of them, because that's not what this is about. There are even people that you can that you can reach out to. I know if you're in the Southern California, L.A. area, Russell Harrison, Russell Herbals. Russ is another dedicated person. He's low profile. He just gets you in there and gets you out. So, you know, there are people that you can get into. But the main thing is to apply this information. I'm going to talk a little bit about specific herbs that you can use. Colon cleansing is crucial. Get a good colon cleanse. Psyllium husk, that's a good cleanse. Any detox that you do starts with cleaning out the colon, okay? Dr. Gauze, Paul Gauze, his products go out there. Many of you may be familiar with him. And oh, before I go, I just want to mention, if you have a question for us, call us at 563-999-3507. If you are listening and you have a question, please do call us now. Hit option one and I'll pull you on the air. We'll answer your question. Or if you have a question you don't want to call in, you can email me real-time, totmpublishing@gmail.com, totmpublishing@gmail.com. So if you have a question, we're on the air for a few more minutes. Let me see here. I've got a question coming in right now. I'm going to talk a little bit about preparedness. If you are in the woods, if you are in the South, if you are, then before everything gets shut down, you need to find out you need to find out there are books that will tell you what are edible plants, because while dandelion greens is available to everybody, but that's something that you can look up. There are plants out there. There's wild strawberries. There's wild lettuce. Wild lettuce doesn't look like the lettuce in the store. Pine needles. If you're anywhere where you see pine cones and pine needles, here one. Cactus. Every species of cactus is edible. Any species of cactus you see is edible. So if you see cactus paddles out there, in a pinch, you can eat them. You can, you know, a lot of people, you know, the cactus, the prickly pears, the fruit, people do them in smoothies, but the cactus paddles are edible. You can slice them up, saute them, you can eat them raw. You know, I mean, it's maybe a little rich for your system, but these are green foods that are available to you anywhere. Okay, we're moving into this space where we might have to rough it and tough it out. I don't know. I know these people do stuff and then they pull back. Just when we're at the edge, they pull back. They like to see how we're going to react and respond to different things. They like to see that. Okay. And they're looking at that. Okay. I know that, a lot of things that you can do is right here available and accessible to you right here, right now. What else? Here's the other one. Okay. So if they're telling you, listen to this, listen to me now, hear me, fam. Wash your face. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face and stay inside. All right. So me personally, my attitude, my feeling about that is that I'm not going to isolate myself from people. If you find that you're gonna know, it's not gonna happen drastically. Like I said, they're rolling out a soft shoe test of martial law up in San Francisco, and none of this stuff works if we don't feed it energy and participate in it. But if you say, I'm going to be a model citizen, then what you guys need to do right now is get your groups together now. If you had them already, that's cool. But you guys need to have a plan, a strategy where if you're in a set of track homes, instead of just going in your house as quick as you can without making eye contact with anybody, talk to your people, okay? You may have to pool your resources together, all right? And if you do live in the woods, that's actually a good place to be, okay? I'm back and forth. You know, each person has their own feeling. One time I owned several guns, and you know, there's a frequency and a vibration that comes with owning a weapon. But these are drastic times, so you have to use your own judgment. I'm not a proponent or adverse to you protecting yourself, whatever that is. But there are other things that you can do. The thing is, if the you know what hits the fan, people are going to get desperate and you're going to have to make some decisions. It may be family and friends, okay? But the best thing to do is to have a plan, have a strategy. If I was talking to a friend of mine, and her son just got married a while ago, and he had his first child. And she was telling me, she said, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we're always going to live together. He's not a mama's boy, and I know him. The young man is doing very well. He's a family man already, young, 24 years young, but he's a children of the light, as Dr. Blair would have called him, rainbow souls. We call them millennials. But she said no, and she's got the resources to do it. She says, you know, we're always going to live on the same lot. You know, maybe at some point, maybe I'll build a house for them. But that's it, and that's the thing. Don't get fooled into being a rugged individualist, especially now. This thing that's going on is the perfect storm for those of you who think you can tough it out by yourself. Nothing could be farther from the truth. You want to network with like-minded people. This isn't necessarily a time for frolicking and playing or fooling around. But this is the reality of the day. This is the reality of the moment. And this thing here, just like on September 11th, when I saw them blow up the towers, and me and the circle of people that I knew, we weren't surprised, because we knew that they would do something. They have to do something. They have to push people in a direction, because the good news for us is that the vibration is getting so high amongst us until they can't control us anymore. The religion thing doesn't work like it did at one time. They have to do something else. So my thing is, you don't know what they'll do, but let me make you aware of something. These are people who don't think like you do. Some will tell you they're not even of this place that we're on. We'll talk about that sometime. That was Dr. Blair's favorite topic, to talk about who we were dealing with, okay? And he gave you some very compelling arguments. But the thing is, they don't think like you. So you can't be trying to process the way you think into their minds. Well, they wouldn't do that, would they? They wouldn't kill children, would they? Yeah, they kill children every day. They program young ladies into aborting children daily. And unfortunately, we lead those numbers. Black people all over, people of African descent, you lead those numbers. And that's part of a plan. Those aborted fetuses are used both in ritual as well as for food source and a whole lot of other crazy mad scientist stuff, but we just don't want to get into that right now. What I want to tell you is, the bottom line is, if you didn't get anything out of what we're talking about, we've been talking about, is think for yourself. All of them. I can hear them all saying it. Dick Gregory, you got to think for yourself. Dr. Sabi, think for yourself. Use your own mind. Dr. Blair, you're going to have to use your own mind and make up your own mind, because if you don't, somebody else will. And Tim Morrow, he looked you straight in the eye and said, well, just use common sense. That's God-given. It's your God-given right. All of them would tell you that. I'm doing the best I can to share with you wisdom from the sages. They've moved on to other planes. Look them up. Google them. Look them up on YouTube. Find out about them. They're not the only ones. But these are ones that I know the information that they have and the products that they have would work for you. And then you use your own discernment. But what you can't do is panic, stress, because that stress is going to hurt your immune system more than anything. If you're stressed out, your immune system is at risk. And we'll get through this, because we've gotten through a whole lot worse than this. But don't think that the world is coming to an end because somebody told you to go down to the store and hoard toilet paper. It's not that serious. It's a serious situation, but it's only as serious as your perception. Tuning out, we'll explore this again as we go. We're going to be putting some posts up on the website to keep you informed, and we will look at this as we go. But in the meantime, this is Tony Quaid. On behalf of New Origins Magazine, I want to thank all of you who took time to listen to us this evening. Share this information with as many people as you know and as many people as you can. And remember that you are always loved and you are never alone. Thank you again. Until we do it again, Tony Quaid signing out.
Ten seconds.